giving you 9.5.
I hate the Russian judges.
Commies hate calling the pigs. Hate them.
You know what Russians do like? Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for this. I'm just looking.
It's coming from a half Italian, half Irishman.
Yeah.
So it's a guy who drinks nothing but whiskey and eats nothing but pasta. That's fine. If you want to be.
Is that going over the edge? Russians like vodka?
You're generalizing.
Okay. Listen, Vladimir Putin likes it.
Vladimir Putin will rip your head off and laugh at you.
Yeah, he will.
I ripped your head off.
We'll pick comrade. Sweet that. Comrade. All right, Rocktown Distillery. You guys know Phil Brandon, good friend of ours. He's been up on the show a couple of times. He and Rocktown Distillery are the first legal distillery in Arkansas since Prohibition. Come on now.
How many illegal ones have there been?
Yeah.
Oh, too many to count. This is an award-winning batch of spirits this gentleman makes. Local grains he uses. The newest product, though, which is Apple Pie Arkansas Lightning. Stuff's unreal.
Yes, yes.
Matt,
I don't think I'm on, but it's awesome.
It's awesome. Flavored with real apple, cinnamon, and other spices, but they don't stop with the Apple Pie Arkansas Lightning, which is the newest. Try it out because you can have it on the rocks, ginger ale, whatever it is. Go by your local liquor store or go by the tavern.
Definitely.
They have the items. In addition to, they have Arkansas Lightning, bourbon, whiskey, hickory smoked whiskey, Riverboat Rum, Brandon's Vodka, and gin. The website is ArkansasLightning.com. One last thing here, guys. For Christmas, great hostess gift. Perfect to send it out of state to family, friends, or clients. You guys are my friends, and that's what you're getting this year. It's called the Whiskey Kit. Whiskey Kit. 2-liter charge oak barrel, 2 bottles of unaged Arkansas Lightning Whiskey. Step-by-step instructions there. Congratulations.
Justin, well, did he just say you were his friend?
No.
Okay.
Here's a cool thing about that is, for those of you who live from out of state, it's great because you can send them something that's unique, and it's an Arkansas gift that has an Arkansas tie, and you say, hey, Dad, here's a bottle of whiskey. I'm sorry I didn't do better as a son. Get drunk and forget about it for a while.
Well, then my dad says, I haven't had a drink since I was 25.
So maybe not a great gift for your family.
35 years ago.
Luckily, my dad's blood type is Scotch.
He's still booze.
My dad and Ron White are twins.
Leave him
Matt
alone.
Couch is here.
Howdy, gents.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
I am good. And I'm sad to say this. All good things must come to an end. But tonight at the tavern is going to be our final. I believe our final is at
NFL football.
As far as NFL.
For the football,
there's no more football games after tonight on Thursdays.
That's right. So come out tonight, catch the Denver Broncos taking on the Oakland Raiders with Patrick Bradley, the Cupid's Buzz Babe team, and more than likely myself.
Okay.
So take a couple swings in the golf simulator. I think, Matt, you were in there last time.
Coolest thing around
It was
town,
a lot
man.
Of fun.
Yeah. You're going to have
I
a good time.
I think I overdid the mulligans. It was giving me no more redos, no more mulligans. Uh-huh. But no, it's very, very cool. So tonight we'll be at the tavern for Thursday Night Football. Again, the Broncos taking on the Raiders. Tomorrow, the show with no name is going to be live at, I don't have an exact store, but it's at the Bryant Shopping Center from 6 to 10, doing a toy drive. And then you can catch Tommy for Stuff the Truck, benefiting Youth Home, over at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. And if you go to youthhome.org, you can get a list of all the items that the kids at Youth Home are needing.
Yep. That's the
we are one
Christmas
week. That's
deal.
Fine. We are 1 week from karaoke, most importantly. Oh,
that's it. Right. Next Thursday night at the Jack Stevens Center on the UALR campus. It's going to be a star-studded event. We do still have tickets available. You can go to 1037thebuzz.com now and purchase tickets. Tickets are $50, $65, and you can get a VIP table for $800 where you'll have your own waitress serving complimentary wine, beer, and margaritas.
Ooh.
That's going to be a great night. Jack Steve, I'm excited to have it there. We haven't had it at that venue yet.
It'll be a
cool
change. It's
so wide open. It's cool. Yeah, I mean, it's really
still intimate.
You can hear it from everywhere. And
not quite as far out.
So who are you performing with, Pat?
We're bouncing it back and forth. We typically do about 5 or 6 of us. We'll do sort of like a choir routine.
Gotcha.
12 days of buzz Christmas. And I don't know, me and Aches and Pains have been throwing around a couple of ideas. We were going to do Bear Time, Justin Moore. Then we're going to do something with a Belemer.
Belemer.
I think the teaching of the proper hog call is something you guys could do, because that was awesome, even just listening.
Yeah.
Watching you do it in studio, excellent. But just listening, the jazz hands, I mean, the way you...
The extension. Armpit sweat, which
look
is
at
huge.
Me. Yeah. Look at me. What am I built to be?
A cheerleader.
Thank you, Pat.
Listen, cheerleaders get all the chicks.
Are going through my mind. Cheerleader wasn't top of that list.
Cheerleaders get all the chicks.
If I get, you mean they get to prop them up over their heads? Yeah. Then yes, absolutely. They do get all the chicks.
They get to play
That's
the
a boy Joey out of Wellness Revolution. former cheerleader.
Is that right? That's right at Conway,
now.
Right?
Look at him now.
Yeah.
All my buddies that were cheerleaders, guys, they dated all the cheerleaders.
Yes.
They did?
It worked out well for them.
They married them.
Yes. This happens.
And some broadcasters do that kind of thing, too. Where'd you miss out?
I don't know. Missed my boat. I was dedicated to a lady 1,500 miles away. Boy, I screwed that one up.
How'd that go for you?
Not good.
Not so well.
Matt, what else we got going on?
After Christmas Celebrity Karaoke again Thursday night. Get tickets available now at 1037thebuzz.com.
Tables, tickets, all kinds of good stuff.
Right. Everything is still available. And then we've got the after party at Cajun's, where a lot of us will be going over just hanging out. It's no cover charge with your ticket stub, so get over to Cajun's following Celebrity Christmas Karaoke next Thursday. Next Monday is going to be your last chance to get into the finals of our Rock, Paper, Sizz-Off at Grumpy's. So come out for Monday Night Football with Pat and the Cupid's Buzz Babe team as well. And the finals will be the following Monday, the 17th, where the winner's going to get $103.70, as well as a pair of tickets to see the Arkansas Razorbacks take on the Alabama A&M Aggies at Verizon Arena on Saturday, December 22nd. So that'll be, again, this Monday the 10th is your last chance to get into the finals. The finals will be on the 17th.
I'm going to take a couple calls here, Matt. We do have a poll up on the website.
Yes, the poll is, how do you look at the hire of Coach B? Is it a grand slam, meaning is he the best possible hire? Was it a home run? Top 10 of possible coaches, my personal vote. And last I checked, that had about 56% of the vote. So people are happy, not quite. Grand slam, I don't think, would have been anything less than what, Gruden?
I don't know that Gruden's a better hire than him.
I agree 100%.
I wanted to hear you say that, Justin, because I feel the exact same way. Because, you know, people were texting me. I'm sure they were asking you guys about Gruden. You think about that for a second. Let's say we threw a Hail Mary and got him. What would happen? Either one or two things. It would go very, very bad, and he wouldn't be here very long. Or it would go very, very well, and he wouldn't be here very long. He would immediately skip back to the NFL or something like that. That would never be a long-term play, ever.
Well, other than the buyout. I mean, the NFL team certainly could buy out whatever it was.
Right.
But let's take a couple calls here. Bob's in Conway. Hey, Bob.
Hey, folks.
Hey, Bob.
I was going to use my baseball analogy on the higher. I'd say right now it's a long fly ball down the left field line. In about 2 years, we'll know if it's fair or foul.
Fair enough.
Hey, Justin, in all your years of in the media business, have you ever got to sit in on a press conference such as the one yesterday? As far as or have you ever been one of them that got to ask one of the questions in one of those press conferences?
I'm trying to think if I ever did that or not. I'm sure I was at a press conference
over
the years.
I was at the Mike Anderson press conference when that knucklehead Missouri lady was questioning him about saying he was never going to leave Missouri, and then he left, and we all booed him, and I tripped her when she was walking by my aisle.
I may have been on the,
teaches her.
I may have been on the Dana Altman press
conference.
What's
your point, though, my man?
I was just curious on how much thought, knowing that you're probably going to get questions. You know, you're going to be working with this guy for the next 4 or 5 years. If you cover the program pretty closely, and you're going to be in a lot of interviews and press conferences. Mm-hmm. How much thought goes into the first question that you ask this guy?
Very little. I usually let Bob Holt and the guys that are the beat writers ask the first stuff, and then if they miss something, I'm not one of those guys like, I want to hear my voice. That's Trey Schaap. I'm kidding. As long as the question I want asked gets asked, I don't care who asks it. It doesn't make any difference.
What was fun for me was to hear Coach Bielema.
Bielema. B squared.
No, already know the reporters, though. He knew Tom Murphy, I told you, because he referenced how Murphy called his father and Bob Holt and some of the other guys. So the guy is on point, man. He's good. He's well aware of what's going on and alert. Bielema.
If I got to ask one question yesterday, I think I would just have to say, have you sat down and looked at next year's schedule?
That's a good question. I mean, we started doing that yesterday. Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It is. It will be a tough, tough situation that includes not only all the Western teams, but going to Florida. Good luck. It will be difficult. I think any bowl game next year is a great achievement. Rick and Mom Elm.
Hi there, guys. I want to say I do believe.